Imagine waking up tomorrow to find that every experience in your life, from your morning coffee ritual to your evening commute, has been thoughtfully designed to captivate your attention, engage your senses, and leave you feeling fulfilled. This isn't some distant utopia. It's the world envisioned by J. Robert Rossmann and Matthew D. Durden in their groundbreaking work on experience design. Their approach has quietly revolutionized industries from hospitality to retail, with companies like Disney, Apple, and Southwest Airlines applying these principles to create devoted customer bases. The book has become required reading in experience design programs worldwide, with Harvard Business Review citing it as essential for understanding the experience economy. Even celebrities like Oprah Winfrey have praised its insights, noting how it transformed her understanding of creating meaningful moments for her audience. In a world where 80% of companies believe they deliver superior experiences, while only 8% of their customers agree, this framework offers the missing link between intention and perception. What exactly is an experience? Despite how frequently we use this term, defining it proves surprisingly difficult. Most people respond with examples rather than definitions when asked, citing vacation memories, concert attendance, or dining adventures. This definitional ambiguity creates a fundamental challenge. How can we design something we cannot clearly define? The complexity deepens when we consider that identical situations can create vastly different experiences for different individuals. At its core, an experience is consciousness of ongoing interaction. It requires reciprocal engagement between individuals and their surroundings, sustained through deliberate participation. Unlike passive service encounters, true experiences demand active engagement and awareness. They unfold through three distinct phases: anticipation, what we expect; participation, what we do; and reflection, how we remember. Each phase contributes uniquely to the overall experience quality and memorability. Consider a restaurant visit. During anticipation, you contemplate food preferences, companions, price points, and reviews. You might browse the menu online, read social media posts, or recall previous visits. The participation phase begins when you interact with actual experience elements: entering the restaurant, being seated, ordering food, tasting dishes, and engaging with staff and dining companions. Environmental factors like lighting, music, and temperature influence your perception. Finally, the reflection phase occurs after leaving, when you form judgments that determine whether you'll return. This phase often includes sharing photos on social media, writing reviews, or recounting your experience to friends. Experiences also exist at different scales. Micro-experiences are discrete interactional episodes, like being greeted by a host, the presentation of a dish, or a particularly memorable bite, while macro-experiences represent the cumulative journey, the entire dining experience from reservation to departure. Your perspective determines whether something is viewed as a micro or macro experience. What's micro to one person might be macro to another. A sommelier's wine recommendation could be a fleeting moment in your evening, or the highlight that defines the entire experience. This understanding leads to a comprehensive definition. Experience is a unique interactional phenomenon resulting from conscious awareness and reflective interpretation of experience elements that is sustained by a participant, culminating in personally perceived results and memories. With this definition established, experience design becomes the process of intentionally orchestrating experience elements to provide opportunities for participants to co-create and sustain interactions that lead to results desired by both participant and designer. The critical distinction here is that experiences aren't simply delivered to passive recipients, they're co-created through interaction between providers and participants. Unlike traditional theater with passive audiences, authentic experiences require active participation, making them fundamentally different from conventional service delivery. This co-creation aspect explains why identical service elements can produce vastly different experiences for different participants, based on their engagement level, expectations, and personal context. What makes certain experiences capture our attention while others fade into forgettable background noise? The answer lies in understanding how our brains process stimulation. Our minds naturally crave the right amount of stimulation. Not so little that we're bored, not so much that we're overwhelmed. This explains why unstructured play is essential for both children and adults, providing optimal levels of physical stimulation and cognitive arousal. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's research identified flow experiences that fully capture attention. These experiences exhibit clear goals, immediate feedback, balance between challenge and skill, merging of action and awareness, loss of self-consciousness, distorted time perception, and intrinsic motivation. Think of being so absorbed in an activity that hours pass like minutes. That's flow. When designing experiences, we must also consider what participants fundamentally want. Positive psychology offers valuable insights here. Martin Seligman's PERMA model identifies 5 elements of optimal psychological functioning. Positive emotion, happiness and pleasure, engagement, flow experiences, relationships, meaningful connections, meaning, serving something larger than oneself, accomplishment, pursuit of mastery for its own sake. Designing experiences that facilitate even one of these elements puts you on the right track. Social connection proves particularly crucial. Studies consistently show that the happiest people spend more time socializing and less time alone. How we allocate attention also influences experience quality. Daniel Kahneman identified 2 thinking systems that process experiences differently. System 1 operates automatically and quickly with minimal effort, handling familiar routines. System 2 involves slower, deliberate thinking, requiring concentrated attention. While System 2 creates lasting memories through rational processing, not every experience needs to be memorable. Many daily touchpoints naturally involve System 1 thinking and are appropriately forgettable. Memory formation follows specific patterns. We don't remember experiences in metric time, but through integrated spatial information and time-stamped event sequences. Kahneman's research shows that while we evaluate experiences moment by moment as they occur, we later remember primarily the emotional peaks, pits, and endings, the peak-end rule. This insight has profound implications for experience design. Not all experiences are created equal. They exist on a continuum from ordinary to transformational, with 5 distinct types forming a hierarchical framework. Prosaic experiences operate on autopilot, like brushing your teeth or commuting a familiar route. They function in Kahneman's System 1 thinking, where the brain conserves energy by not fully engaging. These experiences aren't memorable by design, and that's beneficial. If every experience required full attention, we'd be exhausted before leaving home each morning. Mindful experiences occur when something interrupts autopilot mode, shifting us from fast System 1 to slow System 2 thinking. This mental engagement, the key characteristic of mindful experiences, may be momentary or sustained. Creating mindful experiences requires interrupting prosaic patterns to capture attention, like Southwest Airlines using humor in safety briefings to transform a typically prosaic experience into a mindful one. Memorable experiences add emotions to mindful experiences. Following Kahneman's peak-end rule, experience designers should create positive emotional peaks and endings while having strategies to address negative emotions when they arise. Even initially negative experiences can become positive, memorable ones through effective recovery actions, as when Disney quickly transforms a potentially frightening lost child situation into a positive memory through coordinated protocols. Meaningful experiences build on memorable ones by adding discovery, learning something new about ourselves or the world. These experiences form the building blocks of personal identity and worldview. They benefit from shared moments with important others and opportunities for reflection. Not all learning creates meaningful experiences, but learning that profoundly impacts us typically involves both emotion and discovery. Transformational experiences lead directly to personal changes in perspective, attitude, or behavior. These rare experiences contain all the characteristics of other non-prosaic experiences, reflection, emotion, and discovery, plus significant personal change. Within transformational experiences, there are usually one or two distinct micro-experiences that make the entire experience transformational, following the peak end rule. Five key attributes determine where experiences fall within this framework. Frequency and impact. An inverse relationship exists between frequency and impact. We encounter exponentially more prosaic experiences than transformational ones, but less frequent experiences have greater potential impact. Novelty directly correlates with frequency. Prosaic experiences typically contain less novelty than transformational ones. Novelty triggers System 2 thinking, which is why even routine experiences can be temporarily elevated when infused with novelty. Engagement. Higher-order experiences require greater participant engagement. The three-phase engagement model includes intake, becoming consciously aware, processing, actively thinking, and co-creative response, becoming true participants by introducing new touchpoints. Required energy. Higher-order experiences demand significantly more emotional and mental energy. After intense experiences, we need downtime to process what happened. Without adequate processing, potentially transformational experiences might remain merely memorable rather than meaningful. Results. Different experience types produce different outcomes. Martin Seligman distinguishes between pleasures, clear sensory and emotional components that are fleeting, and gratifications, arising when we become fully engaged and immersed. All experience types can produce bodily pleasures, but only mindful and higher-order experiences create higher pleasures, while meaningful and transformational experiences uniquely produce gratifications. Just as landscape architects arrange elements like irrigation and plants to create landscapes, experience designers must intentionally arrange key elements to create experiencescapes, structured environments where experiences occur. These spaces function as stages where participants interact with designed elements and each other, generating the experience. Six fundamental elements compose any experiencescape. People are central to all experiences. Without conscious participants, experiences don't exist. Successful experience design depends on engaging the right participants, understanding their motivations, and considering their diverse characteristics. Beyond participants, designers must consider all people involved in staging the experience, from frontline staff to behind-the-scenes contributors. Place situates experiences in both time and space. Chronological location matters. Experiences tied to specific dates lose authenticity when moved. Physical location provides both facilitating and constraining elements that affect experiences. The sensory characteristics of place are particularly powerful. Smells trigger memories, like Disneyland's artificial waffle cone scent on Main Street. Visual elements set the mood, and sound levels can make or break an experience. Objects come in three forms: physical objects you can touch, social objects, other people, and symbolic objects, concepts that influence interactions. Different experiences emphasize different object types. Golf focuses on physical equipment, while basketball emphasizes players' skills and coaches' strategies. Rules govern experiences at multiple levels, including formal laws, social norms, experience-specific regulations, and social role expectations. In multicultural settings, designers must anticipate and reconcile different social norms. Rules typically ensure winners demonstrate superior relevant skills, though they may incorporate chance elements to equalize players of different abilities. Relationships between participants significantly influence experiences. Three common relationship arrangements exist: people already connected, friends, family, strangers, and mixed groups. The designer must determine whether relationships matter to the experience. Sometimes they don't, as in movie theaters where audience members needn't interact. When relationships do matter, specific design attention is required. Blocking structures how participants move through time and space, the element that transforms static elements into dynamic experiences. Museums illustrate three blocking approaches: self-guided tours allowing patron-directed exploration, pre-planned audio tours with strategic commentary, and docent-led tours offering deeper engagement with fewer pieces. Modifying any single element can transform the entire experience, whether changing game rules, participants, or settings. These elements serve as the primary building blocks for intentional experience design. Experience design benefits from design thinking methodology to infuse innovation into experiences. While many view creativity as an innate talent, research disproves this myth. Creative abilities develop through regular practice, just like muscles strengthen with exercise. Those who appear naturally creative have simply spent more time practicing creativity, including experiencing failures. Experience design qualifies as a wicked problem, inherently complex, difficult to define, lacking singular solutions, with no clear stopping point, and involving diverse stakeholders with conflicting priorities. Design thinking provides an accessible approach to solving such problems through a five-stage process. Empathize. Develop understanding of participants' perspectives rather than simply creating what you find desirable. This understanding is crucial because experience outcomes depend on participant perceptions. Gathering this information requires observing participants in their contexts, engaging with them through surveys or interviews, and documenting insights. Define. Organize and synthesize empathy data to identify the most pressing needs to address. Create a point of view, POV, using the formula user needs to, users need, because surprising insight. This statement reframes the design challenge into an actionable problem. Ideate. Generate as many ideas as possible without concern for feasibility or viability. This requires pushing aside perfectionism and embracing out-of-the-box thinking. Ideas should be both fluent, numerous, and flexible, diverse. Then sift through generated ideas to identify the most promising solutions. Prototype. Transform ideas into physical, actionable artifacts that users can interact with. For experiences, prototypes might include low-fidelity mock-ups of settings, role-play situations, storyboards, or mock agendas. The goal isn't creating a polished final version, but developing something to gather participant feedback before major resource investment. While introduced linearly, these stages typically function cyclically in practice, with designers moving back and forth between them as new insights emerge. Experience design requires shifting perspective from the granular examination of experiencescapes to an aerial view of how micro-experiences link together to form the journey of a macro-experience. This holistic approach draws inspiration from multiple disciplines, from theater to psychology to architecture, and embodies two fundamental principles. Intentionality. Just as composers carefully place each note in a symphony, experience designers must intentionally craft every micro-experience with meticulous attention to detail. When certain elements receive attention while others are neglected, the dissonance is immediately apparent to participants. Walt Disney embodied this principle with his Everything Speaks philosophy. Even Disneyland's pavement was designed to communicate through the soles of your feet. This extended to the specific height of trash cans, placed every 30 steps based on observed behavior, the careful positioning of retail shops, using smell and sight lines to draw visitors, and even the precise angle of park benches to encourage specific viewing experiences. Heterogeneity. The intentional arrangement of diverse elements keeps experiences engaging and prevents sensory fatigue. Just as great music doesn't simply repeat the same notes, exceptional experiences incorporate variety drawn from across the experience type framework. The best designers know how to use rises and falls, dissonance and harmony, ritual and novelty to create multifaceted experiences. Consider how luxury hotels alternate between high-energy social spaces and calm restoration zones, or how museums sequence intense emotional exhibits with reflective transition spaces. Experience mapping has emerged as a core design approach for orchestrating what experiences look like for end users, incorporating both analytical and creative elements. Key components include personas, graphic representations of participants that capture real individuals through demographics, psychographics, relevant behaviors, and needs pain points. They keep the design process participant-focused rather than self-focused. Effective personas include not just basic demographic information, but also emotional drivers, technological comfort levels, social preferences, and specific scenario responses. For example, a museum might develop personas ranging from cultural enthusiasts to social snappers to guided learners. Touch points. The micro experiences that, sequenced together, create the macro experience journey. Each represents a specific time and place where participants interact with designed experience elements. Sequence matters. Rearranging touchpoint order can yield new design insights. Touchpoints should be mapped across multiple channels, digital, physical, human, and time frames, pre-experience, during, post-experience. Consider how a restaurant experience includes website browsing, reservation making, arrival greeting, menu presentation, service interactions, and follow-up communication. Reactions, the primary responses participants have to each touchpoint, which should align with your intended macro experience. Explicitly stating the reactions you want people to have at each touchpoint provides essential keywords for both design and customer discovery. These reactions should be mapped across cognitive, emotional, and behavioral dimensions. For instance, a retail store might target curiosity at window displays, excitement at product demonstrations, and confidence at checkout. Front and backstage contributors. Front stage contributors are the people and elements participants directly interact with during a touch point, while backstage contributors are the unseen but necessary elements that facilitate the experience. When mapping your experience, focus on identifying the most relevant contributors for each touch point. This includes not just obvious staff roles, but also supporting technology, infrastructure, and processes. For example, a hotel's front desk interaction is supported by reservation systems, housekeeping schedules, maintenance staff, and complex logistics coordination. The final step in creating exceptional experiences involves enhancing them through storytelling and technical excellence. Stories provide a natural framework for experiences, as people instinctively process and remember their experiences through narrative structures. Gustav Freytag's five-phase dramatic structure offers a powerful framework for experience design. Exposition sets the scene and introduces key elements. Rising action builds tension and engagement. Climax delivers the peak moment. Falling action guides participants through resolution. And denouement provides closure and reflection. This structure can be applied to everything from theme park rides to restaurant visits to retail experiences. Technical factors establish crucial baseline service expectations that must be met before any experience can truly excel. Communication, providing participants with clear, timely information through multiple channels, from pre-arrival instructions to wayfinding signage to post-experience follow-up. The key is striking the perfect balance between informative and overwhelming. Competence, ensuring front stage employees possess both deep product knowledge and soft skills. This includes training staff to anticipate common questions, handle complex transactions efficiently, and demonstrate expertise without appearing condescending. Courtesy, creating genuine human connections through personalized greetings, active listening, and meaningful farewells, This extends beyond basic politeness to making each guest feel truly valued. Credibility. Building trust through consistent delivery, transparent policies, and visible expertise. Staff should be empowered to make decisions that serve guests' needs while maintaining brand standards. Recovery. Developing robust service recovery protocols that turn problems into opportunities for creating loyalty. This includes empowering staff with resources and authority to resolve issues quickly. Reliability. Delivering promised experiences consistently across all touch points and time periods. This requires careful attention to both process design and quality control. Responsiveness. Creating systems that allow staff to react quickly and appropriately to both verbal and nonverbal cues from participants. This includes training in reading body language and emotional states. Security. Implementing safety measures that protect while remaining unobtrusive. From subtle security presence to thoughtfully designed spaces that naturally guide behavior. Tangibles. Maintaining all physical elements to the highest standards, from major facilities to smallest details like lighting, temperature, and cleanliness. Artistic factors elevate experiences from satisfactory to memorable. Characterizing. Developing distinctive elements that become signature features of your experience, whether it's Disney's cast members or Ritz-Carlton's ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. Customizing. Creating frameworks that allow participants to shape their journey while maintaining quality and consistency. This might include choose-your-own-adventure elements or personalization options. Experience deepening. Carefully orchestrating all three phases of the experience journey. This includes building anticipation through pre-arrival communication, ensuring seamless participation, and facilitating meaningful reflection afterward. Memorializing. Strategically incorporating elements that trigger lasting memories through elevation, moments of delight, insight, learning opportunities, pride, achievement moments, and connection, shared experiences with others. Sensitizing. Deliberately engaging all five senses in harmony. This means considering not just the visual and auditory elements, but also thoughtfully incorporating touch, taste, and smell when appropriate. Theming. Creating a cohesive narrative framework that ties all elements together, from physical design to employee behavior to marketing materials, ensuring every touchpoint reinforces the core story. Experience design has evolved from a peripheral consideration to the cornerstone of modern business strategy. Organizations are fundamentally restructuring their approach, with over 70% of Fortune 500 companies now incorporating experience-focused objectives into their strategic planning. From Fox Restaurant Concepts, building immersive dining environments around the belief that the best stories are shared over food, to Amazon's checkout-free grocery stores, to Disney's Magic Band technology that seamlessly integrates guest experiences, companies are recognizing that sustainable competitive advantage stems from designing meaningful experiences rather than simply delivering products or services. This shift represents a fundamental change in how organizations create and capture value. In the experience economy, consumers demand active participation in shaping their interactions with brands. Traditional business boundaries are dissolving as customers seek to influence everything from product development to service delivery. Experience designers must now orchestrate co-creation across three critical phases. Co-design during anticipation, enabling customization before participation, such as Nike's personalized shoe design platform. Co-actualization during participation, allowing real-time influence over outcomes like interactive museum exhibits, and co-curation during reflection, facilitating shared storytelling after the experience as seen in Airbnb's community-driven review system. The principles of experience design are proving transformative across diverse contexts. In retail, companies like Sephora blend digital and physical touchpoints to create seamless shopping journeys. Educational institutions are redesigning learning environments to foster engagement and retention. Healthcare providers are reimagining patient experiences to improve outcomes. Entertainment venues are pushing boundaries with mixed reality experiences that blur the line between physical and digital worlds. Corporate events are evolving from passive presentations to interactive, collaborative gatherings that generate lasting impact. Technology continues to expand the possibilities for experience design. Augmented reality, artificial intelligence, and IoT sensors are creating new opportunities for personalization and interaction. However, the most successful experience designs balance technical innovation with human-centered design principles. Companies like Apple demonstrate how seamless technology integration can enhance rather than overshadow the core human experience. As we navigate an increasingly complex and digitally mediated world, the ability to design meaningful experiences becomes not just a competitive advantage, but a fundamental skill for creating connection, meaning, and value. Experienced designers must consider ethical implications, accessibility, and inclusivity while crafting moments that resonate across diverse audiences. The future of experience design lies in creating adaptive, sustainable experiences that enhance human connection while leveraging technological advancement, ultimately shaping how we interact with products, services, environments, and each other in more meaningful ways.